believe that it's been until now that I've come to understand these things about Our Lady. In the four-volume Mystical City of God, you're going to learn incredible things about the Blessed Mother, things that she experienced, things that she went through, and things that she knew that if you knew what she knew, the things that you would ask her would be completely different. And you would really love her so much more because knowledge precedes love. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, in today's video, we're going to go into Chapter 6, Volume 1. Look it up, download it, however you can get this book or buy the 4-volume. It is amazing information. So right here, there are two specific things that I want to focus on, and the implications of it are really unbelievable. Now, listen to... this is before she actually has the incarnation, before she gives birth to Jesus. This is in some of the knowledge that God gives her. Now, throughout the book, she's having all these visions of God, some that are really mystical, some that are less so, as well as understanding things about the world. And these are things that we don't always think about. So listen to what God reveals to her in terms of the animals. She saw and understood all the kinds and species of animals which were created on this sixth day, and by what name they were called, some beasts of burden because they serve and assist men, other wild beasts as being more fierce and untamed, others reptiles because they do not raise themselves or very little from the earth. She knew and comprehended the qualities of all of them, their fury, their strength, the useful purposes which they serve, and all their distinctions and singularities. Of all these, she was invested with dominion, and they were commanded to obey her. She could, without opposition on their part, have trotted upon asps and basilisks, and for all would have meekly borne her heel. Many times did some of these animals show their subjection to her commands, as when at the birth of her most holy son, the ox and the ass prostrated themselves, and by their breaths warmed the infant God at the command of his Blessed Mother. In this plenitude of knowledge and science, our Heavenly Queen understood perfectly the secret ways of God in making all creation serve for the benefit of man, and how much man owes to his Creator on this account. So, in the Christmas nativity scene, the reason why the ox and the ass are breathing their warm breath upon Jesus was because she commanded them. I mean, that's amazing. And she understands the purpose of all the animals and how they can benefit us. So therefore, if you love animals, or if you want to better benefit animals, or better benefit humans from animals, you want to understand how they're here to serve us, how we can best use animals as God intends, who should you ask? Our Lady. Our Lady, if you are a biologist or a zoologist, or you love cats and dogs or whatever, and I don't love dogs, but maybe I should, because I don't know how they should be used. If you love animals in any way, she is like the animal master. She has all that information downloaded into her mind through the grace of God. And if we ask her, maybe she will give it to us. Maybe that's how St. Francis of Assisi became patron of animals, because he loved Our Lady and she gave him knowledge which others would not give her. Perhaps if you're ever in a situation where you are threatened by animals, or maybe an animal is going to hurt you, Our Lady has the power to command them. And if you ask Our Lady, either she can command them, or maybe she can give you information about what to do, how to use them. Maybe she can teach us about what animals we should eat, what are more beneficial. There is so much knowledge in the mind of our Blessed Mother. Why are we not running to her more? We only ask her like a very slim amount of things. Help me with this. Help me with that. Help me with the other thing. And that's wonderful. Keep doing that. But there's so much more. She literally is like a library of information in her mind. And the more that we know, the more that we will love. Now, the next part is going to really blow you away, and the implications of it, and for the types of people that it has implications for. I mean, I'm going to take a little pause here, but brace yourself for what you're about to hear. This is awesome. Found insight into the harmonious composition of the human body and soul and of their faculties, of the creation and infusion of the soul into the body and of its intimate union with the body, of the structure of the human body and all its parts, she obtained a deep knowledge. She was informed of the number of bones, veins, arteries, nerves, and ligatures, of the concourse of humors to compose the befitting temperaments, the faculties of nutrition, growth, and locomotion. She learned in what manner the disturbances or changes in this harmony cause the sickness, and how these can be cured. All this the most prudent virgin understood and comprehended without the least error, better than all the wise men of the world, and better than even the angels. So Our Lady is the supreme doctor after Jesus. She knew everything. If you're a doctor, if you're a nurse, if you're a physician of any type, I'm a therapist. If you work with the human body or helping human bodies or a nutritionist or anything, she knows all of it. She had it mystically infused into her mind, and she knows the cure for everything, for everything. So instead of searching for the cure for AIDS or cancer, we should search for Our Lady. And she will give us all of it. She will share it with us. And God gave it to her. She will give it to us as the perfect mother should. Didn't, as we were kids, we went to our mom when we got a boo-boo or whatever. Anything that you have, go to your doctors, please. Don't skip your doctors and all that. But run to Our Lady and ask her, Blessed Mother, what is this? And what should I do? What should I eat for this to be cured? What should I, this thing, that thing, please. Tell me, if you are a doctor, please talk to Our Lady, and she will make you the universe's best doctor ever. She has all the knowledge that you're looking for. She wants to give it to you. Now, as a therapist, I will ask her for every little problem that my clients have. I will ask her, Blessed Mother, what should I do? What's wrong with this person? Tell me. I want you to tell me. Not just because we want the knowledge or the information, but because in her transmitting it to us, we will grow in love with her. We will become more thankful, but we will also be useful instruments in her hands for the sake of the health of other people. My friends, there is so much information here. Please go get yourself a copy or at least watch the videos or search for more of them on YouTube. May Our Lady infuse into you the knowledge of all that is wonderful in this wonderful earth that God has created. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.